Welcome to the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, the place where history, mystery, and suspense converge. I'm your host, author Jane M. Bell. Today, we have a fascinating lineup of historical curiosities for you. We're going to dive into three peculiar tales from the annals of U.S. history. We'll explore the mysterious figure Thomas Jefferson reportedly encountered in the unfinished U.S. Capitol before his inauguration. Then, we'll uncover the story of Ulysses S. Grant's curious blackout during his second inauguration. Finally, we'll delve into the forgery scandal that marred Rutherford B. Hayes's swearing-in ceremony. These intriguing stories remind us that even the most significant events in history can have their share of secrets and surprises. So sit back, relax, and let's journey together into the astonishing tales that history has hidden away. In 1801, Washington, D.C. was a young, bustling city still taking shape. The U.S. Capitol itself was only partially constructed, far from the grand building we recognize today. Political strife and construction delays plagued the nation, reflecting a young republic trying to find its footing. Amidst this backdrop, Thomas Jefferson was preparing to take office as the third president of the United States. Known for his keen mind and philosophical demeanor, Jefferson spent many evenings alone in the unfinished Capitol, no doubt contemplating the immense responsibility ahead. One evening, while walking through the dimly lit halls of the Capitol, Jefferson reportedly encountered a mysterious figure. Descriptions of this encounter vary, but all accounts agree on one eerie detail. Jefferson was deeply unsettled by the experience. Some described the figure as dressed in period clothing, while others claimed it emitted an unearthly glow. The apparition vanished as suddenly as it had appeared, leaving Jefferson bewildered and shaken. The incident has sparked various interpretations over the years. Some believe that the figure may have been a symbolic vision, representing the challenges Jefferson would face as president. The early 1800s were fraught with difficulties, including political rivalries and the task of expanding a new nation's borders. Was this mysterious figure a manifestation of Jefferson's concerns about the future? Others lean towards a more supernatural explanation. The idea of a ghostly encounter isn't far-fetched, considering the unfinished Capitol's eerie atmosphere and its national significance. Could it have been an otherworldly visitor? Skeptics, on the other hand, argue that Jefferson's vision may have been a product of exhaustion or stress. The election of 1800 had been bitter and contentious, requiring a deciding vote in the House of Representatives. Perhaps the weight of leadership and the stress of the moment caused Jefferson's mind to play tricks on him. The story of Jefferson's ghostly encounter has endured for over two centuries, captivating historians and enthusiasts alike. It serves as a reminder that the halls of power often hold more than just political drama. They can also harbor secrets and mysteries that defy explanation. Moving forward in history to March 4, 1873, we find ourselves on a bitterly cold day in Washington, D.C., for the second inauguration of Ulysses S. Grant as President of the United States. The temperatures had plummeted to near record lows, with icy winds cutting through the city and chilling the crowds gathered to witness the event. Despite the harsh weather, the day was filled with grand celebration plans, a parade, an elaborate inaugural address, and an evening ball housed in a specially constructed pavilion near the Capitol. Grant's administration spared no expense in showcasing the nation's progress during the post-Civil War era. However, the celebrations took an unexpected and unsettling turn during the evening ball. Without warning, the lights inside the pavilion failed, plunging the entire venue into complete darkness. The gaslights that were supposed to illuminate the grand event were suddenly extinguished. Guests were left stumbling and whispering in confusion, with speculation and rumors quickly spreading through the crowd. In 1873, electricity had not yet become the standard for public buildings, making the blackout all the more perplexing. The Capitol's gas lighting system was considered reliable, so this sudden failure raised immediate questions. Some attendees whispered about possible sabotage by political rivals or disgruntled factions. Grant's presidency, marked by efforts to stabilize and rebuild the nation during Reconstruction, had certainly earned him both admirers and adversaries. Others believed the extremely cold weather could have been the culprit, potentially freezing the gas lines and causing the lights to fail. This explanation seemed plausible, yet it didn't stop more imaginative theories from taking root among the attendees. Despite the blackout and the confusion it caused, President Grant remained composed. Known for his steady leadership during the Civil War, Grant's calm demeanor during the incident reassured many of his supporters. His ability to handle the unexpected setback with grace helped to ensure that the celebrations continued, even if they were now shrouded in dimness. This curious blackout during Grant's second inauguration serves as a reminder of the unpredictable nature of history and the resilience required by those in leadership. It also highlights how even significant national events can be marred by unexpected and unexplained occurrences. Now, let's turn our attention to another fascinating and mysterious event in U.S. history, the case of the forged invitation during Rutherford B. Hayes' contentious inauguration in 1877. Rutherford B. Hayes' pathway to the presidency was anything but smooth. He faced off against Democrat Samuel J. Tilden in one of the most disputed elections in American history. Allegations of fraud and voter suppression plagued the race. Ultimately, an electoral commission awarded Hayes the presidency in a decision that came just 2 days before the planned inauguration. To avoid potential unrest, Hayes' team decided on a private ceremony at the White House on March 3rd, a couple of days before the public event at the Capitol. Understandably, the secrecy only added to the tension and drama surrounding this transition of power. As Hayes was preparing for his second, more public inauguration on March 5th, rumors began to swirl about a forged invitation. The counterfeit invitation was crafted with astonishing detail, designed to closely resemble the official documents. It bore elegant calligraphy and intricate designs, tricking many at first glance. However, those with a keen eye noticed subtle discrepancies in wording and layout, which gave the forgery away. Authorities were quick to act once they became aware of the counterfeit invitation. The incident left everyone wondering, who would take such a risk and why? Various theories emerged about the motives behind this deception. One theory suggested political sabotage. Given the intense controversy surrounding Hayes's election, it's plausible that the forgery aimed to undermine his already shaky legitimacy by creating confusion or chaos at the inauguration. Another theory considered the possibility of a practical joke, aimed at exposing flaws in the event's security and planning. Then there was the idea that social aspirations might have played a role. The Gilded Age was a time of elaborate social hierarchies, and an invitation to a presidential inauguration was a prized symbol of status. The forgery could have been an attempt by someone eager to gain entry to the exclusive event. The impact of the forged invitation on the inauguration day was significant. To ensure the ceremony proceeded without further disruption, officials heightened security measures and meticulously verified the credentials of all attendees. Though the forged invitation ultimately became a mere footnote in Hayes' inauguration, it underscored the politically charged climate of the time. The mystery of the forged invitation remains unsolved, but it serves as a fascinating glimpse into the heightened tensions and complexities of the Gilded Age. It also highlights the scrutiny and suspicion that surrounded Rutherford B. Hayes's path to the presidency. Ignorance is preferable to error, and he is less remote from the truth who believes nothing than he who believes what is wrong. These profound words from Thomas Jefferson remind us that seeking knowledge, no matter how daunting, is essential. We are not makers of history. We are made by history, said Martin Luther King Jr., encapsulating the essence of how our past shapes our present and future. Such quotes encourage us to reflect on the weight of historical events and their rippling effects. Jefferson's ghostly apparition, Grant's blackout, and Hayes' forgery scandal are not just historical anecdotes. They are testaments to the complexities and surprises that history holds. As we ponder these peculiar tales, it's worth asking ourselves, could there be deeper meanings behind these events? What can they teach us about leadership, resilience, and the ever-present shadows that accompany significant moments in history? Think about these questions as we move forward. If you have thoughts or theories about these historical mysteries, send me a message. History is a tapestry woven with both known facts and lingering enigmas. It's our curiosity that keeps those mysteries alive. Now, shifting gears a bit, I want to introduce you to a gripping psychological thriller series that intertwines the past with suspenseful mystery, Yesteryear's Echo. This thrilling series kicks off with the protagonist, Levi, who becomes involved in the dubious world of psychotemporal displacement experiments. These experiments allow subjects to relive historical moments, a premise that alone is enough to send shivers down your spine. The story takes a dark turn as Bauer, another key character, digs deeper into these experiments. What he uncovers is alarming, a web of disturbing truths tied to his family's involvement, and a sinister project known only as Case 47. As eerie symptoms begin to manifest within his own family, Bauer is thrust into an urgent quest for truth, racing against time to uncover the dark legacy hidden within St. Elizabeth's Hospital. The series masterfully blends themes of psychological tension, family secrets, and historical significance, keeping you on the edge of your seat. If you're a fan of intricate plotlines and tantalizing mysteries, Yesteryear's Echo promises an intriguing journey that will leave you questioning reality until the very last page. This book series is perfect for those who enjoyed The Silent Patient and Shutter Island. Allow yourself to dive into this captivating story, and you won't be disappointed. Go ahead and add Yesteryear's Echo to your reading list. You won't regret it. Now let's talk about something equally compelling, yet free to all of you listening, Yesteryear's Ruin. This remarkable historical psychological thriller is available for a free download, and you won't want to miss it. Yesteryear's Ruin captures the essence of human resilience in the face of unimaginable loss. The narrative weaves together themes of love, despair, and the relentless quest for redemption. It's a moving story that invites readers to explore the depths of human emotion and the challenges that come with overcoming adversity. Through a blend of historical context and gripping storytelling, Yesteryear's Ruin offers a captivating journey that keeps readers engaged from start to finish. It's not just a tale of past events, but a deep dive into the human spirit and the power of hope amidst despair. For those interested in exploring this rich narrative, you can download Yesteryear's Ruin for free. Be sure to check the show notes for the link. Next up, I want to introduce you to a delightful historical mystery that's perfect for our young readers out there. It's called Mystery at Sea Edge, A Monterey Adventure, and it's aimed specifically at fourth grade level readers. This captivating story takes us on an exciting journey through time with siblings Wick and Rindy and their cousin Les. The trio finds themselves unraveling clues that lead them through a series of mysterious events. It all starts with an enigmatic figure appearing in the fog and a golden locket that holds secrets waiting to be discovered. The plot is rich with themes of adventure, personal prejudices, and historical context, making it both educational and entertaining. Young readers will be swept away by the thrilling twists and turns as Wick, Rindy, and Les navigate their way through these intriguing mysteries. The book also offers a wonderful opportunity for children to learn about the history of Monterey, California, as they follow along with the characters' escapades. Mystery at Sea Edge is not just a compelling read. It's a chance for young minds to embark on a journey that's both fun and enriching. So, if you have a young reader in your life, I highly encourage you to get a copy and let them dive into this historical adventure. They'll not only enjoy the suspense and mystery, but also gain valuable insights into an important period of American history. Stay tuned as we continue to uncover more fascinating stories from the past. And remember, history is filled with surprises and lessons waiting to be discovered. Now, it's time for some reading recommendations to add to your list. First up is The Haunted Lighthouse by Shanna Gorion. This historical mystery is perfect for middle grade readers. Imagine a thunderstorm off the coast of Maine and a mysterious beam of light that leads three friends on a search for answers. Their visit to a coastal harbor town turns into an unraveling of an otherworldly tale. It's recommended for ages 9 to 12 and promises plenty of adventure without graphic violence or language, making it suitable for young mystery enthusiasts. Next, we have Artificial Stars by Carmen White. In this science fantasy quest, artificial intelligence meets humanity in unexpected ways. The story follows Elaine, who works at a galactic power station. When an outage results in casualties among her alien neighbors, Elaine teams up with an intrusive AI and a kind alien with death-reading powers to uncover life-altering truths about the universe. It's a thrilling series exploring creation, friendship, and the fight to save worlds. Then there's Rain Shadow by Mark Jenkins. Set in 1999, the story centers on Jamie Coots, who is struggling with her Silicon Valley career. After a mysterious phone call from her sister Chloe, Jamie joins her on a backpacking journey into the Olympic rainforest to find their reclusive grandmother. they face a severe storm and confront an ancient supernatural presence, making it a gripping read for those who enjoy supernatural and nature-driven narratives. And lastly, don't forget about the A New Beginning for a New Year promotion. This offer ends soon, so make sure to get your hands on these books before the promotion ends. Check the show notes for more details on how to grab these exciting reads. This wraps up another intriguing episode of the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast. I'm your host, Jane M. Bell. Be sure to check the show notes for links to all the books and articles mentioned in today's episode. I always look forward to hearing from you, so send me a message with your thoughts, responses, or any questions you might have about the topics we discussed. Remember, history is filled with mysteries and stories that continue to ignite our curiosity and wonder. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep the past alive. Until next week, take care and happy reading.